This is a group of students who worked on this project. Our goal is to make a drive-in tour pamphlet of historic landmarks in the school district. We give a lot of thanks to people who helped us. We contacted people who lived here for a long time. They gave us the information we needed, and they were a great help. The old Farmington School was built in 1912. It was a one-room school with 8 grades. Most of the children walked miles to get there. The basement was dug out in 1939 by the WPA. In the 1940s, the teacher cooked soup in the basement for students. Children in this area were taught at home till 1905.
The Lewis Cemetery was founded in 1847. It got its name from Charles J. Lewis because he donated the land. His grave is the oldest, 1855. Most of the graves are in the 1800s. In the cemetery, we found out where early settlers came from. There are graves of people born in Delaware and other states east of the Mississippi. This settler came from England. This is Thomas's wife, also from England. Their sister-in-law was born in Wales. Some settlers were from Germany. They put beautiful poems on the gravestones. We thought they were nicer than the sayings on gravestones today. We found 2 graves of World War I veterans.
Mount Olive Cemetery was founded in 1878. It was named after the Mount Olive Baptist Church. The Molloy Farm. The Molloys came out here in 1872. They cleared the land and grew hops. Later, they raised cattle. Now they have filbert trees. They built the farm buildings in 1905.
Edward Molloy Sr. and Edward Molloy Jr. were both the first postmasters of Laurel.
Picture of an old barn built on stilts. It has a new roof. It is not built on a concrete foundation like most barns after 1920. You will see a lot of 60 and 70-year-old stilt barns in the area. Peachy Pig Farm. This is one of the 2 pig farms in the district. This one was started in the late 1930s. The land for the other pig farm was purchased in 1900 by Fred Hassett. He bought 80 acres for $500. Camna Farm. The original Camna farmhouse burned down. The tower that stands near it was a water tower. It was once powered by the wind. In the Columbus Day storm in 1962, it partially collapsed. It is still owned by John W. Camna.
As well as having a lot of old farms, we also have the University of Oregon and more research farms. The Laurel community has a store, church, and hall. Laurel got its name from all the laurel trees in the area. It was founded in 1876. The Laurel store was built in 1912 by the Messingers. This is the only grocery store in the area. The Laurel Community Church. The first church was built in 1894. It burnt down in 1948. It was rebuilt in 1950 with volunteer labor and donated lumber. The Laurel Hall. The hall was built in 1924. It was a private school. The top floor was built before the basement. Electric lights were installed in 1931. The basement was dug by the WPA in 1939. They used mules instead of tractors. The hall is now used for dancing and gymnastic lessons.
The Bogue House. This house was built by Ed Bogue in 1902. This is an unusual example of Victorian architecture in this area. We studied the design of the house by drawing pictures. Scott is drawing the roofline and porch. Amy is studying the Queen Anne window. And Monica is sketching fish scale shingles. This large white frame house was built in 1905. It is a good example of a box-style house commonly built in the district. Model Blacksmith House. The original blacksmith house was built in about 1900. It is next to the Tualatin River. The left section of the house is the original building.
The Pearson Laurel. This huge tree is one of the two very large laurel trees in the district. Oak Knoll Winery. This was originally built as a creamery. The present-day winery is well known for their berry wines. We made rubbings of gravestones using butcher paper and black crayons. In this picture, we are making exhibit posters out of the rubbings. A poster is being made of a deed from 1875. It is signed by President U.S. Grant. This small group had taken some slide retakes. And this is the group. Scott Krupa, Scott Jaqua, Carrie, Karis, Candy, Rod, Anya, Julie, Amy, and Monica. We hope you have enjoyed the tour.